This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. And the number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or you can do it the Discord way, which is the way you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here.
Unless
with us.
You've got a horrible connection. Yeah, we had somebody last night.
Yeah. Yeah, don't upload any files on your internet while you're connected to our Discord. Otherwise, that is likely to kill some. So if you get like a torrent running or something like that, that'll probably kill it. But anyway, most of the time, Discord sounds pretty great. So you can go to discord.lrn.fm. We have three different Discord call-in line rooms available for you there. Plus, there's the ongoing Discord chats about various different topics, including the Free Talk Live channel, which is the best place to be during the show's live hours, which are now 7 to 10 Eastern Time every single night. Now, on Friday nights, normally, it's you and I, Daryl, and Chris Wade joining us from Think Penguin. He is off at another hacker conference, I believe, out in Vegas. What is it? It's not Hope. It's the other one. DEF CON, I think it is. Yeah, so he's there, and we happen to have a special guest host who's come almost as far, actually, as going out to Vegas. He's from St. George, Utah. And Riley Blake is with us here. Hey, Riley.
Hey, I am glad to be on Free Talk Live. I've listened to Free Talk Live for about 3 years. Started doing the Free Talk Live Digest a couple years ago. I love radio. Radio is just a medium that I really enjoy.
Well, you were telling me this afternoon as we were driving around beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, that you actually discovered...
You were showing him the sights.
The smells and the sounds. Yeah. Yep. And it was interesting. He commented that it seems a lot cooler and nicer here in general. A lot more trees, you could tell, because of the shade everywhere. For those that don't know, Riley's blind. And so you were telling me that you actually found the show originally when we had a radio affiliate there in St. George, Utah, KZNU.
Yep.
And that you found us originally on the radio first.
Oh, yeah. And I found you on the radio and started listening to the podcast because I really loved the show.
I think that's great, and it's nice when we actually hear about that. I mean, we know it happens, obviously, that our radio listeners will kind of convert over and become podcast listeners. Not that that's something we try to accomplish. We want people to be able to listen wherever's convenient. So if listening on the radio is the most convenient for you, please listen to our great radio affiliates. We appreciate the 189 of them across the country that air our show at various different times throughout the week. But if you aren't able to listen live, and most of our stations are taking the show live, then the podcast and audio archives are certainly the way to go.
And then some of those stations might only carry some of the weekend programming.
Sure, or maybe an hour a night or something.
We're
like
live every night of the week, so you want to catch all of the shows, you've got to listen to the podcast in some situations.
But if you are time challenged, as many of our listeners are, I mean, we do a 3-hour radio show, which when you boil down all the boil out all the commercial breaks and the news breaks, it basically comes down to 2 solid hours of talk content every night on our podcast feed. Not everybody's got a 2-hour commute. They don't necessarily, or 1 hour one way and then another hour back. They don't necessarily have that. So if you're time challenged and you want a shorter version, Riley stepped up to create the Daily Digest, which is usually 20-30 minutes of essentially kind of like the highlight reel that that you decide, Riley, what the best parts of Free Talk Live from the previous night were, and you put that out, and we host it officially on our Free Talk Live podcast. So the people who subscribe to our full podcast feed. And there are versions of the feed, which is just one or the other, where you can have just the Daily Digest or just the full show. But if you're subscribing to the full feed, you get the choice. Maybe you're in a hurry today, but not tomorrow. You want to listen to the full show tomorrow, but not the full show today.
We love freedom and we love choice. That's why the Digest is a great idea.
Yeah, and it's been more than a year now? How long
have
you been?
A little over 2 years.
Two years.
I'm dedicated to the show.
I appreciate it, man. And now here you are. Of course, donation options are there in every digest description, in all the description, the text of it. If you want to send Riley some cryptocurrency, I believe there are crypto links in there. I don't know. Did you put a PayPal link in there or something?
I don't have a PayPal link. I will have to create one.
So you're doing crypto only for the moment, but if you change that up, just let me know, and I'll update that as we go about it. So Riley's joining us for the whole show here tonight, and it may not be the last time we hear from him because he's sticking around in the Keene area for what I would call an extended vacation. What, about 2 weeks? Just under?
Yeah, just under 2 weeks.
Days,
I'll be
like
here
that.
11 days till August 20th.
Cool. And it's a nice warm time to be in Keene. You said it's actually a little cooler here than it is out in the 100-plus desert, desert.
Well, that's a dry heat. It's like, opening the oven on your face.
It's not as comfortable.
It's still very uncomfortable, though.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I definitely prefer to be a little bit cooler, although I can handle the heat because I'm originally from Florida.
Right.
So, anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Of course, Riley, you did bring in some things that we can talk about tonight, including a story about democratic socialism, which has been in the news. In fact, there was a story recently we covered on a weekend edition of Free Talk Live where the Associated Press was reporting on democratic socialism as though it was on the rise, and the numbers of the Democratic Socialist Party seem to show that they have, like other third parties in the United States, I've seen a fairly large increase in their membership, although I would say maybe an even larger clip, it seems, as far as the percentage increase than, say, some of the other third parties like the Green Party or the Libertarian Party.
Right, and I'm not sure if the Democratic Socialist Party that you're talking about is the same thing as the DSA, the Democratic Socialist Alliance, that has members that are also members of other political parties. So the DSA is not in and of itself a political party, but it's an alliance of democratic socialists that belong to other parties. So there are some sitting members of Congress that are members of the DSA, but they're not elected as socialist per se. They're elected as Democrats.
Right. I know that it may or may not be the DSA that they reported on. I don't remember. Because I know there's a few different socialist parties, and there's like the Socialist
Workers
Party.
Oh, there are like
party.
Half a dozen, at least.
So they're very fractured. But either way, they did show some of the membership numbers, and they were up by like six times or something over the last few years. So.
Yeah.
But still, relatively insignificant in total numbers. The story here from Barry Brownstein at the Foundation for Economic Education. He writes, while Venezuela continues to collapse into a living hell for all but Nicolas Maduro and ruling elites, support in America for democratic socialism continues to rise. Graphic reports such as the recent New York Times photo essay about starvation in Venezuela abound. And then they talk about the just a horrifying story, as there are so many out of Venezuela. Here's the excerpt from the Times. Ken Yerber Aquino Marchan was 17 months old when he starved to death. His father?
That's just really horrible. You have a baby starving to death under a socialist system.
Yeah, I mean, that's an indicator that something's seriously wrong, right?
Right.
When you get children starving.
People have this idea that socialism is this great idea that will benefit the poor and the hungry and everyone else. But in reality, all it leaves people is hungry and poor.
Well, I mean, they would argue that
it makes everybody equal.
Well,
equally poor.
Supposed,
yes.
Right.
Equally poor, with the exception of the ruling elites that wind up living in fancy, fancy houses.
Okay, but wait, guys.
In areas that you can't go.
Sure, it's easy to pick on Venezuela. I mean, it is a hellscape. But what about Norway? I mean, what about some of these other countries, which they're not at all like Venezuela as far as people there are well-fed.
Oh, Fee actually had an article
a couple days ago
that these Nordic countries that people like Bernie point to as some kind of socialist paradise, they're not actually socialist.
No.
Well, then what are they? Because pretty much every country has socialist programs. Even the United States has, forced wealth redistribution and socialized medicine. Not to the maximum, but it does have it.
But I don't think the United States is a socialist nation. I think Denmark and Norway have social welfare nets, but they're not socialist countries.
They don't self-describe as socialist?
No.
Okay.
No, it's only the people like Bernie that wind up saying, see, they're these socialist utopias because they have these expanded programs that they're actually getting away from because they're not bringing in all of the revenue that they used to bring in.
All right, we will continue on that. In fact, you've got a socialist-sounding program you wanted to talk about tonight, Daryl, the four-day work week. Now, it's not necessarily socialist.
Oh, I don't think of that as socialism. I think of that as wonderful.
Really? Because a lot of the people on the left promote the four-day work week. So let's talk about it coming up here, and more about dead babies in Venezuela.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want to take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about democratic socialism. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have the Discord chat rooms, the Discord on-air call-in lines, and the other chat rooms are also there around the clock over at discord.lrn.fm. So if you want to sound like you're in the studio with us, join our Discord on-air call-in lines, and we will get you on the air to talk about what you want to discuss. Joining you here in the studio, I'm Ian. Also, we've got
Riley.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we will take your calls about anything. But, Riley, you brought in this story from the Foundation for Economic Education, who I would say has some of the best opinion pieces.
Oh, I agree. They are definitely the best, especially when it comes to economics.
Right. They certainly know their stuff with economics, and they have a really good way of communicating economic ideas to people who are reading the articles. And so one of the ways to look at how economics can be screwed with and, you know, have disastrous consequences is, of course, Venezuela, which we've been covering in some detail here on Free Talk Live. And by the way, Daryl, I did see the video that you – I don't know if you'd referenced the fact that there was a video the other night, but you talked about Maduro claiming there was an attack against him. Did you see the actual video from that?
You're talking about the supposed assassination attempt.
Right. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I did not see the video.
Yeah, so I saw that last night because somebody, I was scrolling in the show prep group on our Discord chat, and somebody had dropped that video in there. Now, you don't actually, there's not an actual attack against Maduro. There's nothing, you know, that you see happen with that in the video. He's speaking at some kind of rally that looks a lot like a North Korean rally, right? Like you've got the wide shot because it's all state media,
right?
And so you've got the like there's a wide shot of the you know the main drag or whatever street they're on with a bunch of marching kind of band looking people, but it's not you know it's military, it's not marching band,
right?
You know it's military formations, and you know they're all lined up and they look just like you. I could have sworn I was watching a feed from North Korean state television. That's
right.
How similar it was. So Maduro, the president of Venezuela, is speaking. He's speaking in Spanish. He's on some stage surrounded by, you know, military brass. And at some point you hear a noise and people they look up. And it completely interrupts his speech. The people around him start to kind of break their formation, and some of them are kind of ducking away or going away, and he kind of stares. And then whoever's running the board of the cameras switches away from the Maduro shot to a wide shot, or actually he switches to a shot of one of the soldiers, and the soldier kind of looks up, and then he realizes, I think the soldier's looking up at a feed and noticing that he's on the feed, and he just tries to kind of not react to whatever it is that's going on.
Right.
And then the feed cuts to a wide shot of showing the street and all and after several seconds of the wide shot in the street, there's an entire like throng of soldiers that just sort of scatters at one point. And it's not clear from what they are scattering. You don't actually see an explosion or whatever. But this is the ostensible drone strike that you had referenced on the air.
Had also been reported by some members of the Venezuelan National Guard as some kind of gas explosion from inside the apartment building that was nearby.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, from the video, you can't say for sure what it was.
Right, and it's one of those things to where nobody is really ever going to say this is exactly what it was. You've just got conflicting reports.
Right, and it's got to be hard to get any actual data from Venezuela because the government is so oppressive there.
Exactly.
Although, and it's state-run media.
It's better there than North Korea.
Right.
The people in Venezuela actually do have internet access of some sort.
Right.
It is state-run internet. But they do still have that, unlike in North Korea, where there is no, as I understand it, there's no official way for the average person to get online. So there are ways to get information out. That's how, you know, the Dollar Today folks, the people who are based in the United States, are able to pinpoint at any given day what the price of the bolivar is on the black market in Venezuela, because they've got people there who are telling them what they're selling and buying bolivar for. Which the last time we checked was 3.5 million or 3.8 million, I think, bolivar to one U.S. dollar. And the inflation rate continues to worsen there. So let's get back to the dead babies. Ken Yerber Aquino Merchan was 17 months old when he starved to death. This is according to the New York Times photo essay about starvation in Venezuela. His father left before dawn to bring him home from the hospital morgue. He carried Ken Yerber's skeletal frame into the kitchen and handed it to a mortuary worker who makes house calls for Venezuelan families with no money for funerals. and your spine and rib cage protruded as the embalming chemicals were injected. Relatives cut out a pair of cardboard wings from one of the empty white ration boxes that families increasingly depend on amid the food shortages and soaring food prices throttling the nation. They gently placed the tiny wings on top of Ken Yerber's coffin to help his soul reach heaven, a tradition when a baby dies in Venezuela. His father, Carlos, a 37-year-old construction worker, began to weep uncontrollably. "How can this be?" he cried, hugging the coffin and speaking softly as if to comfort his son in death, saying, quote, "Your papa will never see you again."
That's got to be hard for a parent to lose a child so early. I mean,
all right, you're not supposed to lose your children,
yeah,
right? Like, you're supposed to go first. Not the child.
Exactly. And when you have a system like it's going on in Venezuela that's broken and babies are dying, parents are going to have to deal with this tragedy.
Until things turn around, and don't expect that to happen anytime soon. The president of Venezuela has admitted some level of fault for the economic situation there, but of course his solution isn't to allow the market to operate and, you know, make things better on its own. His solution is to try to sell more oil. That's somehow going to...
Good luck with that. I mean, you're going to flood the market, and I think Daryl pointed out on the Wednesday show, if Venezuela floods the oil market, the prices of oil are going to go down. So, yeah, they'll be selling oil, but at the same time...
But they'll make less per barrel.
Exactly.
How are they even going to sell it? We talked about the problem of them not even being able to get things onto boats because all of their equipment for the docks was repoed.
If you're inclined to believe this is an isolated incident, reporters Meredith Cohut... This is back to FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. The reporters Meredith Cohut and Isien Herrera disabuse you of your ignorance. Quote, "Hunger has stalked Venezuela for years. Now it's killing the nation's children at an alarming rate, doctors in the country's public hospitals say." Unquote. With reports like these, one wonders how support for socialism in America can be growing. If some Americans... Well, first of all, people don't know what's going on in Venezuela. I mean, if they happen to read this New York Times article, okay, well, then they'll be informed that there's some starvation going on there. But most people don't pay attention to the news on foreign, you know, international headlines.
Most people don't pay attention to news going on
in their own
on
town.
The other side of the country.
Right.
What's going on in their town? What's going on the other side of their town? How many people would be able to, explain or even mention some of the forest fires happening in California, Montana, Idaho,
Utah,
Colorado, basically everywhere out west this time of year, there's a bunch of fires.
Yeah, and people, you can talk to them about pop culture, and they'll be happy to tell you all about it. But when it comes to news events, they're pretty ignorant. They're just like, what?
One of those Kardashians did that thing.
They know who J-Lo is, you know, with right now. Or I guess J-Lo's not a thing anymore now, right? Now it's Drake or something like that.
Who knows?
I think J-Lo's still a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she's a judge on one of those singing shows.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, so there's more coming up here in moments. Well, how can support for socialism be growing? That's what they're going to look at here. And we're going to share it with you. And, of course, you can share your thoughts with us on anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Earlier this week, the U.S. and China rolled out a new wave of tariffs as the trade war seemingly between the two countries continues. The U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese goods starting August 23rd. The Chinese came in and basically did the exact same thing on the same date. Congressman Roger Williams says there's a better way to do this seemingly than all these tariffs.
Well, I mean, I think you've got two heavyweights battling each other right now. I am, as you know, a small business owner. I'm not that excited about tariffs. I think there's different ways to go. I think no tariffs would be great. President Trump is talking about that. But tariffs are, we've had the biggest tax cut we've had in many, many years. Tariffs do rise the price of cost of goods sold.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley announced today that the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are set to begin September 4th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on our Discord. We've got on-air call-in line rooms there waiting for you. If you want to sound like you're sitting in the studio here with us, you can join us that way at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to make sure you know about Zencash. In fact, can we talk about the giveaways? Daryl, can we break that news?
Well, you've already kind of mentioned it.
I haven't said when, because I don't know exactly when. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's a done deal, right?
There are going to be some giveaways over the next 13 weeks.
Yeah. Some of them are going to be on the air. Some of them aren't going to be on the air.
Correct.
So you might want to get on our email list over at freetalklive.com. That might be a way that you could win some Zencash. Zencash is, of course, a cryptocurrency started in 2017.
About a year ago.
Yeah, by voluntarists, by people that actually agree with freedom, that understand good economics, that understand good technology as well, because they built in some of the best tech into Zencash, specifically zero-knowledge anonymity. It's a privacy coin. So you can use Zencash in a private way if you wish, and it's got over 13,000 secure nodes.
I got an email earlier today. Mm-hmm. There are over 17,000 nodes total between the secure nodes and the super nodes.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of distribution over a network.
Yes.
In fact, that may make it number one.
The email says Zencash is now the largest node network with over 17,000 nodes, and they have a graphical breakdown of secure and super.
Wow. How many super nodes are there?
Let me make this a little bit larger. It looks like about 2,000 supernodes, somewhere around 2,000.
I gotta get in on that because it's on my list of things to do. I just haven't done it yet. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that'll be layered in the infrastructure. They've got some cool ideas on the horizon there with Zencash, and the supernodes are going to be a step in that direction. So check it out. Learn more over at Zencash.com. You can get the official Zencash wallet, and of course you're going to need a Zencash wallet if you're the giveaway winner, so you should probably go and set that up now over at Zencash.com. They've got it available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Of course, if you've already got Coinomi installed, it also accepts Zencash, but you can't use private sending with a Coinomi wallet. So keep that in mind.
Yes.
Zencash.com as we continue here, and we'll let you know
and
more on the...
For the giveaways, you will need the transparent address.
The public.
Yes.
Yeah, address. Which you can also get with their official wallet at Zencash.com. So, and we'll tell you more about the giveaways as they become more like all settled.
To be able to use the shielded stuff, you need to be running that on a computer just because it uses so much memory.
Okay.
You can't do those from one of the mobile wallets.
Good to know. Thank you for that. So Zencash.com, as we continue here, the story from the Foundation for Economic Education talking about socialism in America. And the article here is wondering aloud with, you know, the horrific reports coming out of Venezuela. In this case, we talked about some dead children from starvation. How can support for socialism in America be growing? If some Americans are economically illiterate and ahistorical, that would explain their support. So, for instance, young people tend to be more likely, I think, to support socialism. People like, let's say, college age or high school age.
Right.
They've been told that it's a wonderful thing and... Well, they haven't been around long enough to see otherwise.
They're told that they get free stuff. They're told that, oh, well, you're going to get a free college if we have socialism.
Right.
You're going to get free health care if there's socialism. You're going to get free whatever. And, you know, I like free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff? But at what price? What price are we getting this free stuff? Who is going to create this free stuff?
Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right?
Right.
And, you know...
Well, there might be, but if you're in Mountain View, California, you can't get that from your employer.
That's true. You talked about that on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a wrestling podcast that I listen to where the guy that's the host is a pro wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and he got injured in a match recently. He's British, and it, like, shattered his collarbone, and apparently the National Health Service there in Britain doesn't want to do the surgery for him because reasons.
Well, he should have known better. He was wrestling. He shouldn't. Why should the taxpayer have to pick up the bill for somebody who's just going around throwing themselves all over the place and possibly going to injure themselves?
Well, one of the problems is they've basically prohibited private insurance.
Okay, right.
So the only way to wind up, and, you know, this is the problem with, you know, a socialist medical system, is... You're prohibited from having your own insurance plan that would cover you in these sorts of injuries.
Well, he can just go to the United States and have it done there. He can afford that, right? So why should the taxpayer have to pick it up?
Oh, I'm not saying that the taxpayer should have to pick it up. I'm pointing out the problem of socialist health care.
Sure, and I'm explaining, you know, sort of the triage isn't the right word, but the death panels, basically, where they have
That's
a group
essentially
of bureaucrats.
Triage.
They have a group of bureaucrats deciding... Who gets the health care and who doesn't? Because it's free, but only if you're actually given the health care.
It's limited and restricted, and we determine who qualifies this and that.
So they could easily just say, well, look, if we determine that you are out there just throwing yourself about and possibly subjecting yourself to unnecessary danger, we're not going to cover that.
You got to love those bureaucrats who get to decide who lives and who dies or who gets treatment, don't you?
Indeed. So back to the story here from the Foundation for Economic Education. It says here that... If they have mistakenly identified Scandinavian countries as socialist, that would also offer an explanation. That's the article you're referring to, Daryl, because I think they linked to it here,
yes.
And we can talk more about that. This idea that the Scandinavian nations, Norway,
specifically Sweden,
that these are socialist places. They are going to try to disabuse us of that here in a moment. But perhaps people seeking more meaning in their lives and being part of a mass movement fills a void. Some students have admitted to me they value being able to exercise power over others. Perhaps they see socialism as a means to acquire power. These may be some of the explanations for increasing support for democratic socialism, and yet there is another factor at work. Americans are increasingly allowing their thinking to be influenced by logical fallacies. Charlie Munger is the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, the legendary conglomerate that he controls with Warren Buffett. In a speech at Harvard University about human misjudgment, Munger tells of a surgeon who removed, quote, bushel baskets full of normal gallbladders, unquote, and continued maiming patients for 5 years past the point he should have been removed. Munger was curious. Was the doctor motivated by greed? He was surprised to learn the maiming doctor loved his patients and was motivated by good intentions. Munger sought insight from a doctor who'd been involved in the surgeon's removal. Quote, I said, tell me, did they think, here's a way for me to exercise my talents? This guy was very skilled technically, and to make a high living by doing few maimings and murders every year along with some frauds? And he said, hell no, Charlie. He thought that the gallbladder was the source of all medical evil, and if you really love your patients, you couldn't get that organ out rapidly enough. Unquote. For the surgeon's patients, his good intentions were of little comfort. When doctors of the ailing George Washington bled him, they were motivated by good intentions.
We're trying to help the president. We've got to bleed him to death. Yeah.
Your unscientific medical practice arguably hastened Washington's death. I can't say I knew anything about George Washington's death and being bled out by doctors at the time.
I didn't know that. That had anything to do with his death.
Politicians who trust their seat-of-the-pants good intentions inevitably become authoritarians. They are relying on the limits of their error-prone minds and not on proven principles that promote human flourishing. Those who rely on their good intentions to guide their actions are arrogant rather than humble. They have little respect or understanding for, as Hayek put it in his essay, Individualism True or False, the, quote, spontaneous collaboration of free men that often creates things which are greater than their individual minds can ever fully comprehend. And that's, you know, one way of looking at the creation of wealth. We talk about intellectual property here on Free Talk Live, and Daryl, you and I are against intellectual property.
Correct.
I don't know about you, Riley.
We can get into that discussion, but I'm kind of divided on the issue. Intellectual property is kind of a divisive issue.
So, to me, it relates here, because if you're free, then you should be free to use other people's ideas. And
right.
If you're not free to use those ideas, that restricts the things that can be created. Because all things that are created are usually a combination of a idea and maybe like natural resources or
you
another idea.
You can't say that sentence. Somebody else already said it.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in lines, which are open and available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and it's a lot easier if you have the Discord app installed, which is a great app for chatting with other Free Talk Live listeners on our chat service, which is called Discord. Once again, it's discord.lrn.fm. Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It is a website that is free to get on and to put whatever it is that you do on the site. It's basically a libertarian business directory. They also have events listings and digital content listings as well. So whatever it is that you are a creator of, whether, again, it be a business or content or, you know, whatever you do, you can put it up there for free and have other liberty-minded folks see it, and then maybe you'll get some new business. Maybe there's some money, some business that was on the table that you didn't know was there. And the only way you're going to find out is if other people know about you. So why not get some free exposure over at liberty.menu? And you can pay for some upgrades if you want, but it's basic level, totally free to add whatever you want. More than one item you can add up there over at liberty.menu. So head over there. And if you want, you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get a special badge to identify you on the site, because there is a bit of a social bookmarking or social networking aspect to the site as well. And, of course, ratings and reviews at liberty.menu as we continue here talking about the article from the Foundation for Economic Education about democratic socialism and why, despite all the terrifying news coming out of places like, Venezuela and North Korea, why people are supporting socialism in America.
Yeah, and I think part of it is kind of a lack of understanding of exactly what socialism is. And Riley touched on this earlier, to where they're being told, you get free stuff. You get free health care, asterisks that is dependent upon some bureaucracy determining that you actually need said health care. You get free college. Asterisks your college education might actually wind up being worthless, which is why, you know, everybody gets free high school that at one time was good enough to wind up getting people jobs in some, you know, fairly decent field. Now, everybody, quote unquote, needs a bachelor's degree. Well, when everybody has a bachelor's degree, it's going to wind up being worthless as well.
Exactly. And because the market is being flooded with degrees that people either get grants, student loans, they get it cheaply. And when you flood the market with degrees, the degree is worthless. I think the most important thing to have is a skill like, I don't know, audio production or welding or a trade. A good trade would help you go a long way.
Right. And you mentioned student loans. There was a story came out yesterday, I think it was, could have been Wednesday, that student loan debt in the United States is now up to $1.52 trillion.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
Yeah.
Glad I don't have any of that stuff.
Me too.
You don't either, right, Daryl?
No.
Okay. So if you want to join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go on here with the Foundation for Economic Education talking about these authoritarian politicians who just trust their good intentions.
Oh, well, I support free things for everybody.
I just want to help everybody out. I'm doing great here. This is fantastic.
They don't see the economic destruction that their policies cause. They don't understand the economic destruction. All they see, of course, this goes back to the concept of the seen and the unseen, which is also an economic thing, where it's easy for them to see, oh, look here, there's this sick person who got some health care. Great. And there are people who do need help, who get helped by the government forced wealth redistribution system. That happens.
Right. But then you have other people that wind up being told for various reasons, yeah, you don't qualify to wind up having that shoulder reconstruction surgery that you need.
Mm. Well, then also, how about the other real unseen parts of the economic destruction that goes on? Because bureaucracy is very, bureaucratic. It's inefficient, it's stupid, it's slow, it's awful generally, and it's very costly in comparison to the marketplace where competition brings prices down. And so what you don't see is the tremendous tax burden that is taking away wealth from the average individual paying for all this so-called free health care.
Right.
What you don't see is what all the individuals who had that wealth stolen from them by governments, how they would have spent that money.
Right.
What charities would they have donated the money to if they had enough? What would they do to take care of their own families and sick people within their own families and people within their neighborhoods and their regions, donating to various different efforts? You don't get to see any of that because that wealth was redirected into this stupid bureaucratic program where most of it is pissed away in bureaucratic costs to the middle management of that particular bureaucracy.
And if people had more money to work with, they could, pay for their own health care. They could find ways to fund programs, not necessarily government programs, but programs to help disabled people.
Voluntary programs. Right. And these things exist today. It's just they would likely have more funding and there would be more of them. So like the Shriners take care of burn victims and, there's other groups.
St. Jude.
Yeah, St. Jude Children's.
They never give a bill to anybody that they treat.
Right, or the Make-A-Wish Foundation for the sick kids and, giving them their last wish for terminally ill kids. So there would be more of those choices in the marketplace and they would be competing on the basis of efficiency and how good they are at helping people with other charities.
And then you wouldn't have problems of 93-year-old retired pastors getting arrested for trying to give a homeless person some food. You wouldn't have food not bombs repeatedly having members get arrested in Orlando for trying to feed homeless people. There's all the time people say, well, if the market's so good, why aren't you doing fill-in-the-blank thing now? Well, here's the government people that are trying it, and they're getting
the government arrested. The government has this monopoly on it. The government has taken over charities. The government has basically made these things so hard to do.
They've literally forbidden
charities in some areas. Permits to even do these things.
Right. And nobody should have to ask permission to help somebody on public land, and certainly not on private land. If it's their own private land, they got permission to be there. Let's go on, though, from Foundation for Economic Education here. When Hugo Chavez, the father of Venezuela's current nightmare, passed in 2013, meaning passed on, President Carter praised Chavez's bold leadership, saying, quote, "We came to know a man who expressed a vision to bring profound changes to his country to benefit especially those people who had felt neglected and marginalized," unquote. Carter never doubted Chavez's good intentions. Indeed, Carter offered those intentions as exculpatory evidence, excusing Chavez's brutality. He said, quote, "Although we have not agreed with all the methods followed by his government, we have never doubted Hugo Chavez's commitment to improving the lives of millions of his fellow countrymen." Well, whatever level of commitment these people have is, you know, proven pointless by the evidence.
Right.
If you're committed to actually helping people, then you should look at the evidence and say, this isn't working. Let's try something different.
Right.
Or if you're committed to helping people, maybe you should actually help them yourself instead of robbing other people.
Well, he doesn't know any other way, right? Like, to him, this is the... And to, not just to him, but to a lot of people, government is a legitimate method of helping people.
Of
it's a crappy one, and many people will admit that, but they'll feel like, well, we have to have it.
Of course they think it's a good way to help people because it's the only thing they know. It's the only way they've known how to live. They haven't learned what it's like to help somebody without a robbing entity stepping in to save the day.
Well, they may have. I mean, they may. Many of the people in government do volunteer at, you know, charities, and they try to help with local charities. That definitely happens.
Sure.
But they don't see the violence that's associated with the government, or they don't acknowledge it as violence. They just sort of accept it as, well, it's the price you pay to live in a civilized society. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Matthew's in Louisiana, listening online via YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey. One of your state senators, Greg Daniels, I believe was his name, was down here talking about the great things going on in New Hampshire. Looks like y'all will be getting right to work the next legislative session, which should bump y'all up from the number 17 in rich states versus poor states category. And he was talking about a major manufacturer, Sig Sauer, looking to expand, and he managed to talk them into staying in New Hampshire, in spite of the fact that apparently y'all have an electric rate problem, and he was all confused.
Yeah, the
about
utility
it.
Prices are kind of high here in New Hampshire, which is part of the reason that Sig Sauer had said that they were going to go elsewhere.
Didn't you used to work for them?
No.
Okay, you did work for a gun man. Okay, gotcha. Hey, Matthew, if you got more to say, hang on here. That's strange that a New Hampshire senator would go down to the state of Louisiana to speak about those things, but
probably some kind of conference.
So we'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. More on socialism coming up, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.